You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, we'll start with sports. Rockies lost again on the road yesterday. Fell to the Astros down in Houston again. Doesn't get any easier now. The Rockies have to play a long weekend series starting tonight out in San Francisco against the first-place Giants. So, yeah, that could be ugly. You said you took Espanol in high school?
I took 3 years of it in high school and 2, I believe, in college.
How much did you retain?
Hola!
That's it, huh?
That's about it.
When I was in third and fourth grade, we moved to Italy, northern Italy. My dad was stationed over there. And so for 2 years, I took Italian classes in school. It was mandatory. And you lived there. We went to an American school, but we had to take Italian lessons. And
what do you remember?
Rigatoni.
Yeah. Yeah, and the hand gesture.
Exactly. That's all I retained.
That's all you got.
So they went out and they polled 20 useful second language to learn. And it's interesting because the results came. I'm not surprised that the result was Spanish at number one.
Sure, absolutely.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
What I am surprised is that it dominated so much. It got 60-something percent of the vote. No other language got more than 5%. So apparently we say Spanish and
I think that's it.
Chinese or Mandarin was next with 5%. Right. French with third.
French would be fun.
It would be fun, but I'm wondering, it says here the most useful second language.
Spanish. It's going to be it.
Right. And then I can see Mandarin, too, because of, you know, the global business world now.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. German got 2%.
Right? Oh, it's a beautiful language.
Something about it. So I saw this story this morning that Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20, he teamed up. 1999, he teamed up with Carlos Santana for the hit song called Smooth. You might remember that song. I'd forgotten just how big of a hit this was
back
massive. Yes. So all sorts of things about the song. It won 3 Grammy Awards. Billboard Magazine has ranked it as the second most successful song of all time. The factors there, like how many copies it sold, how long it was on the charts, what it inspired, blah, blah, blah. Second only to The Twist.
Oh, God.
But it was number one on the Billboard charts for 12 weeks.
They talked a lot about that song in that Clive Davis documentary on Netflix about everyone was like, when he paired those two up, everyone was like, Clive, what are you doing digging Santana up from the grave, you know, to team up with Rob Thomas? He's like, trust me on this.
Yeah, the original idea for the song came from somebody else, and then Rob Thomas got hold of it and changed all the lyrics because it was originally entitled, what did they say it was called? Room 17.
I don't like that at all.
So Rob Thomas rewrote it as this. He was going to get George Michael to sing it, which is interesting to think about. Think of that song with George, and I can see George Michael singing it. Anyway, the reason I bring all this up is because now Rob Thomas and Carlos Santana are going to team up again 22 years later, and they're putting out a new record, which I believe comes out a week from tomorrow. And this one is called Move.
Smooth to move. Smooth move.
To move.
It's like eating fiber. Smooth move, X-Lax.
Yeah.
How old is Santana now? I'm trying to look that
up. He's got to be 71, 72. Let me.
Yeah. My Google's not working today.
Here, I'll tell you in like about 5 seconds.
Tell me now.
I want to say, I would guess 71. Let's see. He is 74.
All right. Still rocking.
Just turned 74.
Good for him.
There you go. All right, what else is trending?
Good news for people looking to go on a big old vacation to Rifle, Colorado this weekend. Jared Polis and the director of CDOT said I-70 through Glenwood Canyon reopening Saturday afternoon following all those mudslides causing, quote, extreme damage. That happened in late July, so this thing's been shut down for a while. They say some areas of the road has much as 12 feet of mud covering it. So they're talking about how, you know, what part of it's going to be, you know, all of it's going to be open. Some of it's going to be down to like a one lane thing near the Blue Gulch at mile marker 123, if you're familiar.
My favorite mile marker.
That's the
on that
best
stretch,
spot
too.
Of that road, too. Anyway, since they removed the 12 feet of mud, they didn't really know the extent of the damage. But now that they got the mud out, they have a pothole from hell, is what they're calling it. It's a 15-foot pothole. They said basically there's just no road for about 15 feet. It completely washed it away. And there's some pictures making the rounds right now of a guy like standing next to it, and he looks tiny next to this portion of the highway that is just gone. So it's the pothole from hell.
At what point do we stop referring to them as potholes when the highway itself is just washed
away?
Right,
I think it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but...
Yeah, 15 feet of pothole. Whoa.
So they're stacking up rocks along the sides now, calling them super stacks of rocks to help kind of prevent some of these slides. I saw they were putting these giant sandbags out there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I know they want to get this thing open for ski season. I know. It's like the power, you know, it's just going to wash those away. Anyway, big news in space. A lot of important things going on the space station, Dom. And I guess they shot a rocket off yesterday, I want to say, or early today. Anyway, this rocket's supposed to get up there today with supplies for the space station. Some sort of new mounting bracket for solar wings. Something called a slime mold for a French educational experiment. Mm-hmm. Another device that's going to be used for tracking satellites. A lot of important things going up on this cargo ship. 8,200 pounds worth of junk.
But
the only thing people can focus on is the pizza party they're going to be having up there. There's pizza supplies up there, so the seven people can have pizza in space, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, screw the slime mold. Let's talk about the pizza up there. How do you make a pizza in space, Dom? Your pepperoni's going to be floating around.
Yeah, you can't do that thing where you twirl the dough up in the air.
No, it'll just, it'll go off.
Just keep going.
Yeah, so how do you make a pizza in space? It'd be a fun kids book, actually. That might be my next one. Sounds kind of fun. Actually, fun fact, they have one of those wood-burning pizza ovens up there on the space station. Did you know that? With the big paddle?
Burning...
Yeah, it's a big wood-burning pizza stove up there with the big pizza paddle. And
it can't be a wood burn. Shut up.
Can you imagine you get up there, it's one of those big clay furnaces. Hey, I now know why Dom has been stocking up on apple cider vinegar. Boy, every time he goes to the grocery store, he's like, I gotta get some apple cider vinegar. Well, let me tell you why, but it is dangerous, so don't do this. There's a lot of ads popping up online suggesting that, gentlemen, if you put apple cider vinegar on your area, it's going to help you out a little bit as far as size goes.
How is it supposed to help? Oh.
Aha.
Really?
That's what the internet is saying this morning, Dom. A lot of ads popping up, a lot of things on Instagram saying that you should rub yourself with apple cider vinegar, and doctors are saying, no, 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 please don't do this. There is no evidence to support these claims. You're going to burn your skin. You're going to cause infection. You're going to allow bacteria to enter your bloodstream if you're all broken out and red and blotchy down there. So, public service, Dom. Stop rubbing yourself with apple cider vinegar, okay?
No one can get me to stop that.
I can't even
yeah,
imagine.
Who was the first person to try that? That's the question.
Right, I know.
Well, I got some leftover vinegar. What do I do with it? I know.
Oh, my God. People are idiots. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. It's a feel-good video I posted. It's making the rounds today. There's this woman in Pennsylvania named Gail. Little Gail. She's 100 years old. She used to be an avid motorcycle rider, but she had to give her bike up when she turned 3. But for her 100th birthday, a big old biker club rolled by the nursing home and surprised her with a ride-along on a sidecar of a big, beautiful Harley, it looks
like. That's great!
And she just looks like she's having the time of her life, Dom.
Good for her.
Sweet little video. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.